Last time on Tales Cell Block 18, the group made the decision to attempt to cure Steve T of his lycanthropy. They met up with a hermit who was able to make a potion to cure. He just needs one ingredient, slug moss. And after getting the slug moss, the group headed back. Will they give the hermit the 50 gold and a couch? Stay tuned to find out. And then you guys take it to the hermit, who takes, oh, thank you. And then, did you see a couch?
Fuck. No.
Okay, that's fine. You just got to get me one. Oh, your buddy doesn't get the one thing. And then so he goes back and he makes it. Ah, how's your day there, Chico? Chico good? Okay, he's talking to the possum. And then he finishes it up. He goes, here you go. Just so you know. It's going to be excruciating pain. Very much. And it's going to feel like your blood's boiling. Just want to let you know. Here you go.
Not the worst thing he's put in his body.
You don't even want to know what I put in my mouth, buddy.
Don't
drink it yet. Hold on to that.
Okay. Are you drinking it or not?
Steve has it in the container. We need to talk.
We got plans.
Okay, so I guess you guys are going to talk. Discuss.
We go back to this town.
Any town. Pick a town.
There's no town close enough. And you guys
got jumped in the middle of the woods.
You guys are also in the process of going to Ithaca to make sure you guys have... Just let you guys know, you guys are not like just hanging out. You guys are got to go to Ithaca to make sure you guys can get enough like
horses. Will Steve make it there before he turns into a werewolf?
No, you won't. To find enough force, like armies, to go and kill the orcs.
How much more powerful is Steve when he's a werewolf?
Enough that you probably would hurt the party. Like I said, you're going to attack the party when you turn into a werewolf.
How about we just attack the alchemist? We're not nice people.
I mean, if that's where you're going to go, because I planned for this, because I know you guys might do this. I knew this might be a thought that you guys might do. We can do this, if that's what you want to do.
You guys go ahead. Leave me here for 4 days.
I'm letting you know. You guys decide what you want to do.
I'll turn to where
because I have
this motherfucker.
I have it all right here. It's...
We're going to leave you here. We're going to sit outside and make sure nobody comes out for 4 days.
Now we board up the doors and windows.
Leave me in there for 4 days. Weird alchemist and a possum versus Steve is a fucking werewolf for 4 days. And you ain't getting my couch because I already burned the other couch.
I kind of want to see where this goes.
You guys let me know what you're doing.
Your body, your choice.
Yeah. How you feeling? Because I think we just kind of promised this guy a couch and never come back anyway. Do we need to have insult to injury?
Steve has a couch.
Fucking him up.
Multiple couches.
I have like an abdo furniture. Everywhere we go, I've been stealing shit. I have nice couches. I have left-handed couches. I get the love sacks that you take them all fuck apart. I hook this motherfucker up. What I'm saying is I don't want to leave this opportunity of Steve turning into a werewolf.
It's up to you. If you want, we'll go out. We'll fucking come.
We are on this mission because the orcs are with the Balrog or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
Smashing up the holy city.
The Vatican.
It's smashing the Vatican right outside of Frackville.
Not Vatican. It's another. Not the holy city, but it's Dilkin.
But, I haven't seen our goddamn car driver in a while.
Yeah, she's over. It was a nice town. She's over.
I haven't seen any of my fucking hobo nation. Oh!
Yeah, they're in Port Frack.
Steve says, listen, I got couches. I got couches like you wouldn't believe. But now hear me out. I see you like potions. I see you like mixing shit. Have you ever tried cooking methamphetamines?
No, I just want a couch. Just give me a couch.
I'll get you a couch. I'll get you five couches.
Give me a couch.
You! I'll get you five fucking couches. I'll get you couches that drive.
All right, give me a couch.
But you want to cook some goddamn meth?
No.
Everyone needs a side hustle.
What about your possum friend here?
No, Chico doesn't do meth.
No, Chico.
That attitude.
Does Chico own a Bales bondsman?
No.
All right, Steve pulls out one of the couches.
What if I cast major image of a couch on the spot where the couch should be?
And he goes to sit down and, oh, right as that.
I just feel like somehow.
Roll it.
Go ahead. That's what you want to do.
This looks like a great couch. Boom.
I like that one.
Because Steve is going to do exactly what I would do. It. They're right. Steve asks if he wants to get high.
No, I'm. See, the thing is, I'm always high.
You already make money.
I would like to make some money.
No, I just want that 50 gold on the couch. That's all I want.
Listen, man, let me help you. Help me. I'll get you the couch. But first, you gotta cook some meth for me so I can get the couch, and then I'll get you a second couch on top of that couch once I get the second round of meth in.
I don't need a second couch. There's no room for a second couch. I want one couch. You told me you had a couch, and now you're not giving me
the
couch.
I'll get you a shrubbery.
Give me the couch so I can put the couch right there.
I'll get you a shrubbery.
You give me the couch or I'm taking the Wolfbane tonic back.
You ain't fucking taking shit back. Let me tell you that.
Trust me, I would.
Fucking take nothing back.
He's gonna pop a potion like Popeye. We're gonna be fighting Hercules.
I'm gonna shove that fucking porcupine open up your ass. You think you're taking his potion back?
First of all, it's a possum, and I'd like to see you try. Grab it and do it. I'd like to see you try.
Roll a 15 for this.
Sneezy looks around, pulls out a fucking little bit of coke, doesn't hit, walks over, grabs the fucking porcupine off the fucking counter, and tries to shove it up his guy's ass.
All right, guess we're rolling initiative. Yep,
there we go.
Get my favor.
16.
Not really.
19.
I'm just standing in the doorway, sighing heavy.
Is that what we're fighting?
Here we go.
Oh. Glenn Steve's first attack's gonna be with a fucking stuffed possum. Damage stats on a stuffed possum.
You said what, 15?
Yeah.
Right. Polymorph him into a porcupine. So it's gonna be a porcupine with a porcupine shoved on the test.
What did Van Sam get?
24.
Yes. Get behind Steve.
Start off strong.
So it's going to be like that fucking that progressive commercial where they're all standing with their hand on their shoulder. You just need to have a hand on each shoulder with a fucking porcupine. Or what is it?
Possum.
Possum.
What's your dex modifier there?
Mine?
Yeah. We can leave well enough alone. We got out of fucking.
Oh, you are going first.
Here we go.
Polymorph his ass.
Yeah, we're polymorphing him into a porcupine.
Steve looks at him confused, like, oh, that's not what I pictured.
Wait,
that's a porcupine?
He looks at his hand. That's not the same.
One of these things is not like the other.
Rather like a teaching moment with Steve Tate. Look, idiot. This is not.
You cast a spell and it doesn't work. Fuck. It's just standing there. But however, it's worth a shot.
With Steve T coming up behind him and barking,
well, sneak attack.
As you guys are looking there, you see his image kind of change. And he has like angelic wings kind of open up behind him. And then he pulls
a
broadsword off his back.
This is a tribute. This is the greatest song in the world.
And then he turns around and takes two attacks with its greatsword at Steve T. Does a 23 hits you.
Yep. Go on, can I dodge? What's greatsword made out of?
Water.
Metal.
Thank you. There's no reason I asked this question.
I figured.
The old heat metal.
Yeah.
Spore, what is the handle made out of? Like the actual grip.
There's a tang in there. I've watched every single animal.
Forged and fire.
I've watched it twice.
It's true.
It's gonna melt the epoxy and the scales are gonna pop off. And Doug Markine is gonna laugh at him. Steve does have Q.
16 points of slashing damage, half to 8. And then you'll take 30 points of radiant damage. That's oof. Not half.
We Jesus.
Oh, here we go.
What? Right. You took 38 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
Who went second?
Had to shove that pork bun up his ass, didn't
you? Oh, yeah, I did. It is now Steve T's turn.
How you feeling, buddy? A little bit of regret, maybe?
Oops.
Oops. My blunder.
Oh, my sight just crashed. Give me a second. Poster child for Apple.
And also your 800 apps you probably have open.
Just don't close anything.
My character sheets have crashed. Hold on.
These. I planned for this. I'm like, this is probably going to happen because I know the group of people I play with, what they like to do. So I'm like, I better have a plan. So I'm not like, oh, God. Gotta figure it out.
All right, load it back in. Steve is going to fucking cut this motherfucker's eyes out of his head.
So you're not holding the possum anymore?
Oh, that's one of his ass. That possum out of his ass. I have to fucking take a chunk out of him.
Well, that's you either got to attack or try to show the possum out of the ass. That's your options. You can't do both. I mean, you can try to show the possum at the end of the fight if you want.
Yeah, we'll go for possum.
Okay. So you're going to take two attacks. Okay.
All right. Steve is going to swing a 25.
Hits.
And a 13.
Misses.
And he's going to hit 4. 12. And 15. And then Steve's going to take out a potion. Because I got to recoup some of that shit, Joe.
So you're doing that as a bonus action, so you get a roll. Just remember, if like you want to take a potion as a full action, you take the full healing effects from it. You don't got to roll at all. It is cost an action. The bonus action, it's, you know, then you got to roll. All
right, so we're rolling.
So you said what, 15, 12 and 15?
Yeah.
All right, so 20. Okay.
We're going to roll a couple D4s.
Yeah, 2D4. Should say in the potion what it is. Yeah. All right, next up is Nat 1.
All right. I want to try to use my bonus action to cast Ensnaring Strike.
Okay.
So when I use my projectile, which would be my arrow, to hit it, I'll have to make a strength saving throw. 13.
It passes.
Fuck. Oh, then...
You do the damage. It just does. It's able to. It's like it starts like the vines start coming up and grabbing it, and it's able to like just pick its legs up.
Okay, I don't think it does anything if it misses.
Pretty sure you still.
Well, the damage, but I don't think it does anything else. One of my other ones says other damage, but it does miss. But this one does. Yeah, nothing. So it'll just be the damage then. So I guess I should see if I hit first.
Yeah.
17.
That misses. Oh, so I guess, yeah, you go by and the vines just end up destroying his alchemy set.
Then 21.
That misses too.
Shit. You guys, this is not good.
So now it's Lena's turn.
Since I also happen to be an angel and I speak celestial, would it be my action if I try to talk some sense into this motherfucker?
I mean, you can try.
I mean, can I try to talk to him and then whoop his ass when it fails? Or is this my action to talk?
We'll say it's your bonus action to talk. Because it'll say it's your bonus action. So you'll still get an action, so if it doesn't work,
I think you should try to grab that fucking possum and threaten him with it. Like, you're going to kill this thing if you don't back off.
Hans, Bobby, I'm a white knight. You have no idea how bad of a man we are. We're going to save you the hassle of getting your ass kicked. We're all going to save face. We're going to leave. You got your couch, got your gold. Sorry about the porcupine. We're gonna bounce.
Roll a persuasion check.
Sorry, our friend tried to turn you into a nope. 13.
All right. I think it's yous are the ones that are gonna need to be saving face. And so yeah, you can make your attacks. I don't think you get any of your bonus. Like, I don't know how flurry of blows work.
I don't know, yeah.
You see, it was
getting... But though that would be just if I was using a key point, I'd still get it, but I'll yeah. Well, they hit him anyway.
Nope.
So
okay, we're back to the top of the order. It's Van Sam.
I'm gonna cast my bonus for Bardic Inspiration onto Steve T. Pirate.
There you go.
And then I'm gonna cast Healing Ward on him as well.
Okay.
Alright. So he heals for 19.
Alright.
And there's much rejoicing.
No, not that much.
So it's now the Hermit's turn. Who's gonna take his first attack at Steve T.
Actually,
I'm gonna take both attacks at Steve T because Steve T's just, you know.
Yeah. Antagonist there.
Yeah, I'm guessing a 30 and a 28 hit.
Holy fuck.
Okay, Dutch.
Yeah.
When you attack, you get an extra 1d8.
All right. Can you use it for the runaway roll we're all about to use?
Yeah.
19 points of slashing damage.
Half that, bitch.
To 9. And then 10, 12.
Campaign, the thing that blew apart that town where you got your first couch?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're fighting now.
Yeah, but Steve's a lot tougher now.
Mm-hmm. Because you gave him a dick necklace.
And then 23 points of radiant damage.
Oh, yeah. Steve's right. I'm up.
Now it's Steve T's turn.
Mistakes were made.
Guess we're just trying to hit him. What's its health look like?
I don't know.
I wouldn't trust anything you guys see, plus that's kind of metagaming. But I wouldn't trust what you see on there.
We disengage and run.
What are you doing? Yeah, this is 6 seconds. You don't got much time to decide.
I'm stabbing him. Fuck him.
Just remember.
Weapon, don't hit him.
All he wanted was a couch and 50 gold.
22.
22 misses.
What?
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Oh.
So, next up.
He's going to take his potion then.
That one.
Back up towards the door, step just outside, but then launch my arrows at him.
Okay.
Just because distance is good.
Just, you know, I've probably been a good usage of that.
22 misses.
Yeah.
How about if you want 28?
28 hits.
Yeah, thank God. For 12 poison damage.
Okay.
Oh, he's down.
All right, now it's Lena's turn. Are you done with your turn then?
Yes, I'm
okay. Done. So yeah, it's Lena's turn.
Fuck it. Try summon strike.
Banish this motherfucker.
I don't got that.
Nope. So what do I need to roll?
A con saving throw.
Okay.
I'm sure it's got like fucking plus 12.
Yeah. It rolls a 19. I think you also get to attack with that.
Yeah, that's true. Because I got him first.
But he would have passed it if you.
Yeah. Well, 27.
27 hits.
Yay! So yay. 27, 28 hit.
Yeah.
Huzzah!
25 hits. I think you hit with a 25.
Yeah, I missed that.
So 17.
All right, so now we're back at the top of the order. It's Van Sam. As this thing's just pretty much, it's taking shots to like the back of the head and stuff like that, because it's just staring at Steve T, because Steve T's the one who earned his ire and everything. Like, this is pissed off at Steve.
Sounds about right.
Reach in the bag, fill his hole up with diesel fuel, light.
And don't know how to light shit.
Try to offer him a couch.
Couch. You offered him a couch of gold.
Or did? Yeah, never mind.
You turned it all down.
Never gave the couch. He just wanted the couch.
Yeah, no couch was given,
and then he went to go try to shove a possum up his ass. That's really what started this whole thing.
I mean, I'd be angry too.
Yeah. If he just did not try to shove the possum up his ass, it would not have happened. If you just would have gave the couch, you could have then decided if you wanted to take the wolfsbane now or take it later, and you guys could have been on your merry way.
Could have. Should have.
But,
you know.
Choices were made.
Gotta fuck around and find out, I guess.
Yes. Fuck around and find out.
Pull out a fucking couch, for God's sake. Oh,
my God. Give them two. Stack them.
There's enough room for two.
All I'm saying is he ain't getting a love sack.
I'm gonna cast Aura of Vitality.
Okay.
Okay. And, with my bonus action, I'll use that one of... I'll use a 2d6 and the healing points from that to regen him.
Okay.
So let me cast that then.
Alright. Okay, so that, while you're doing that, he's going to take his two swipes at Steve T.
Stop. He gets 7 points. I cast Cutting Words at your opportunity on him.
So yeah, you just roll, I think you roll whatever your Bardic Inspiration is.
Yeah.
And then we just subtract it from one of the attacks.
Yeah, but before I know what you roll, though, I just gotta get to it. Which one did I roll for Bardic Inspiration?
I think it's whatever. Looks like a D8.
D8. All right. So you got your 7 points back, right? You hear me?
By 7, yeah.
Yeah,
like 7
because I have the aura of vitality going. All right, so 2.
2. All right, it causes one of them to miss.
All right.
It does. It drops it right below his AC, because your AC is 20. Yeah, it drops it to 19. So, but one of them does
hit. But I can only use that before I know the number of which
he rolls. So, like, I would roll. I could do it when I roll. And he can cast Cunning Words real quick. Or when he did it there, two words.
Yeah, right.
But he just hits you with one of your attacks.
On Cat Dodge.
11, 18, half to 9 points of slashing damage.
Oh, I don't know. 10 more just right. It's left. 19.
This whole fucking house with smoke
bombs. Then 29 points of radiant damage.
I'm trying to keep him alive. Alright.
I'm down to 19 health points here.
I'm trying.
I know.
And that's his turn. So now next up is Steve T.
So, is it time to disengage and roll my ass out of window? Anybody else got anything else we're thinking of doing here?
Let's start with the fucking door.
Is it time?
Right? Give him the couch. Just pull out the couch. At least you can hide behind it, if nothing else.
If you fuckers think it'll help if I pull the couch out.
It hurt.
It's not going to hurt. If, like I said, if anything else, you can duck behind that bitch. Might absorb a blow or two. I don't know. Just pull out the couch and leave it right behind you.
Steve pulls out a couch and hides behind it.
Alright. roll stealth check. Actually, no, we're going to do the same thing, because since you are in the middle of battle, you're in a room. It's really, you kind of can't say you can hide, because it is lit in there. We're going to give you a +3 to AC.
Yeah, it's just taking
because since it is a couch, he could. You're getting a +3, so your AC is 23 right now.
Okay.
See, it didn't hurt.
And I don't know how many bones I got, but I'm taking it all.
No, I took your full. Pull that out. That was full.
Oh, no, fuck.
Your full action and bonus action.
+3.
Come on, baby. +3. We're holding on to +3.
So it is now Nat 1's turn.
All right. I'll poke back around the corner of the door and fire 2 more arrows at him. That's all I got. How about a 27 hits?
27 hits.
And nice.
A 24.
Dead hits.
Yes. 24 hits.
Nice.
18 damage.
Okay. Pew, pew. Very nice.
Back to hide behind the fucking side of the door.
Is it hurting?
Probably not.
Nah. It's not even phasing him.
Didn't expect it to.
Doesn't even look like it's phasing him. Like he, you see, you like, every time he gets, like, you can tell, like, when Nat 1's hitting him with arrows, because he kind of, like, his shoulders might roll a little bit.
He notices.
His shoulders roll a little bit, but he's just staring at you. And it is now Lena's turn.
Okay. Try,
fire cable call it and pull me out the door.
Definitely try, take an attack of opportunity.
Necrotic shroud? Charisma saving throw? Please, God, let him be as charismatic as everybody I ever met in church. 0%.
+22.
Not quite.
Yeah. Okay. That was an action or a bonus action?
That's an action.
Okay. Do you have a bonus action or?
I gotta run it away.
Get out the door.
Yeah. I'm gonna slide back towards the door.
Okay. Yeah, it's not, like I said, it's not really.
Can I'll use one of my smoke bombs to launch at him and the couch so it fills the room with smoke. So if he wants to try to get out of here, you can run away.
Yes, you can. We'll go with, it won't affect anything this turn.
Yeah.
But like on the next go around, then if he attacks, all attacks will be with disadvantage.
There we go.
And stealth checks will be done.
With, they give me advantage.
Yeah, stealth checks give you advantage, and all attacks are with disadvantage because you can't see anything.
Batman, bitch.
But, so it's just going to go attack. So it's Van Sam's turn.
Yep.
It's Van Sam's turn.
So I'll cast a healing ward again.
Your poor spell slots.
We're getting a good rest.
We're taking a nap after this.
Our day's over. Our week's over.
We gotta
find our rest there.
If we survive this, we really gotta reevaluate our lives.
So 17. Then I'll use my bardic inspiration again for my order of items. The 2d6. So she'll kill that family back in the day. That was the right goal.
Okay.
And another 10. So that's 17.
So or
27.
Nice.
It causes one to miss again. It's, I rolled a nat 20 on one, so.
Oh, all right.
That's, so.
Steve's going to use a luck point and take that.
Boom.
Ooh.
Luck.
Oh, nice.
Well, you just caused me to reroll. You don't take it.
I got it now. Steve gets that 20.
Rolls a 19. So it misses.
Luck point for the win.
It works.
Look at you, D&D.
So now it's
I just saw it on my thing here.
He remembers stuff he's got every once in a while.
That's what I've been sitting here doing.
Oh, like, oh my god, I gotta
how am I gonna keep you alive?
I'm like, next I guess the sash ready collars is gonna fly out. The star ring, I'm gonna light the room, but now it's full of smoke.
Yeah, so
maybe we can make a dust explosion.
Laser light show.
Pretty much. So now it is Steve T's turn. As the smoke is slowly filling the room. On Lena's turn, it's going to be fully in the room. It hasn't fully made it through all the room yet, but it's, you know, it's your smoke going to be in this room.
All right, so you got to see how you roll my ass out of this room.
You got a couch in front of you.
You try.
Yeah, couch.
A little bit of smoke cover.
I will let you know, if you leave the area you're in, you're going to take an attack of opportunity.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I'm just informed. I'm letting you know.
Well, that's
so you're aware
not what a rogue does
of everything.
Fine. A swashbuckling rogue at that.
I'm a swashbuckling rogue.
All right.
Oh, wait, so he's like a larger creature now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He went from looking like mayo to like smoke, but 8 feet tall.
Okay. Yeah, I smoke like 8 feet tall. Larger.
So he could still see me in the smoke.
At this moment, yes. After the next turn, everything's with, you can roll advantage with stealth, and attacks were with disadvantage. So.
You're supposed to. Alright, ominous.
We're taking, it takes a little bit of time, because you gotta think in reality it does take.
I'm gonna flash him with the sash of many colors, because he's staring right at me.
No point.
Oh, we're flashing people.
He has a con save of 15.
He rolls a natural 20.
Alright, he's completely fine.
Is anybody else staring at it?
I'm ducked behind
the door. Are you looking at? Were you looking at Steve T at this current moment?
Yeah, I've been.
So you'll
trying to keep
so you'll mind. Also roll a Constitution.
All right.
See whether or not you're blinded.
Ready to go.
It's just a you get a you disadvantage on attacks next turn.
Disadvantage. Not.
I rolled a 19.
All right, you pass it anyway. Yeah. So you're good.
I'm just trying to get this cocksucker to stop waylaying on me. All right, Steve is gonna move towards the door.
Okay, you're taking an attack of opportunity.
Sure.
He's attacking, you're attacking him.
Well, no, he said he's moving towards
the
door.
He's running from the door. That's what I'm saying. So you're attacking him?
Yeah.
All right, so cutting words again.
Okay. Yeah, it works. Because you rolled a dirty 20 anyway. So yeah, you're good.
All right.
It works. Because once he went to leave the couch, he lost the coverage of the couch. So
he lost right. The coverage.
So I mean, and no matter what you roll on the cutting words, all you need to roll is a 1 because his AC is 20. So
yeah, it's one of the cushions and trying to hide.
Yeah, it would. Okay. Yeah. So yeah,
another one.
It is now. Are you done with your turn then?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. No.
So
yeah, I got one left.
Yeah, okay, we're on the way out.
Yeah, it is now not one step.
We didn't get that possum up his ass.
I wanted the pot. Who's close to him right now? Is there anybody else within 10 feet of him?
No,
I don't think so.
No? Man, everyone's pretty far enough away.
Okay,
the closest person is Van Sam, but he's not really 10 feet.
Gotcha. Yeah, he was focusing more on.
He was far enough away,
Mr. Flea behind the couch guy.
Yeah.
All right, my bonus action. I want to use lightning arrow. I'll roll to attack like normal, but the damage will be 4d8 lightning damage on a hit or half as much on a miss. But then I won't have to worry about anyone else in the vicinity taking damage if they're not close enough. So I'm going to try that. All right, I cast lightning arrow and I'm going to roll the hit, which is a 26.
26 hits.
Nice.
So he'll take 4d8. 6, 2, 8, 11, plus 7, 18 damage. And I can, that was my bonus action, so I can still attack at least one more time, right?
Yeah, because you get 2 attacks anyway.
So I'm going to attack with just my acid arrow, which is only 20. So I miss with that one.
Okay. It was now Lena's turn.
I'm leaving.
All right, so
I'm going to turn around and use this the last charge of my cable call for the day to try to hook the possum and bring it with me. Yes.
All right, roll a attack roll.
What's the DC?
It's a dex. You're really just trying to hit it like a DC and whether or not you hit it because it's, you know, it's kind of laying on the floor because Steve T had already grabbed it. And
24.
Yeah, you grab it.
Yeah.
Grab it.
And I just strut out the door. Right. My hand.
Well, it's now Dan Sam's turn.
I'm running.
Before we get too far, though, I read this first as thinking it would be on his turn, but whether I hit or miss the creature within 10 feet of my lightning thing, would have to take dexterity saving throw, and it'll take an extra 2d lightning damage on a failed save or half as much on a successful one. I don't know if that's on the beginning of his turn or right away, though.
Just caught right away. I mean, okay. He rolls a 20.
Okay, yeah, so it'll just be half.
So now the smoke has filled the room now, because we're in a new round, right?
Yeah, smoke is filling the room.
I'm dashing
through the door now. 7, so half.
All right. He goes outside.
Figured.
And he spots Steve T. And he heads over to Steve T and attacks Steve T.
It was worth a shot, guys.
He flies towards you.
What, did he fly through the fucking wall?
No, he walked out the door and flew the rest of the way.
That door was not big enough for me.
No, it was not. I was imagining a hobbit. We're in the fucking hobbit. And he grew
out.
Bigger.
He goes out. It's my story. I'll tell it how I want. You know?
God damn it, Billy Crystal.
So does a 31 and a 26 hit.
Go back in the house. Mm.
Yes.
What? If I throw this... Mal, does this raise my armor class?
No, it does nothing right now. Use it on rolls.
It's for attack only. Mm.
For the first attack, 17 points of slashing damage. Now you have Uncanny Dodge. Are you using it?
Oh, can I use it on the fucking second? On the,
no, you can use it once.
Well, I'm going to use it on the raisin. Shit, that's going to hit me way harder.
You can't use it on radiant damage.
Oh, and I'm going to use it. Yeah. So, 17 half to. Fuck it.
I'll let you wait to decide which attack you want to use it on.
All right. That's always good.
Are you dying this turn?
No. Probably not. I'm pretty sure I've given him enough hit points for another light.
He's like a cat now.
39 points of radiant damage.
Oh, boy.
For the first attack. Yeah. And this is your second attack. points of slashing for this one.
We'll take that half that.
Okay.
What's that?
Seven
more. I'm down to one.
Oh,
I knew this was going to be close.
Well, yeah, you're. So it takes a couple. This thing flies out, and it just as it launches towards Steve T.
Makers the
and just out. Takes two swings, and after the second swing, Steve T. just falls, and then the hermit just he stops, changes back into the hermit. And then he walks up to Steve T. That's why you just don't be an asshole.
Deal.
Don't try to be a murder hobo. And shit like this won't happen. Just remember, fuck around and find out. Places his hand on Steve T. And...
be a murderer.
29. Heals you for 37 points.
The lesson learning helps episode.
Yeah. Steve, can he teach me how to fucking make fire?
There's a lot of fucking around and finding out today.
So, and then he goes to your pockets also and grabs the wolf's mane, opens it up, shoves it down your mouth.
He knows I'm coming back. He's a werewolf.
I won't come back to this place. Fuck this place.
So as it goes down your throat, you feel the constant pain in the stomach is excruciating, and you feel like your blood's boiling. And then he pulls out another one. You want this one? Probably make you fall asleep. Help take the pain away. There you go.
Nah, I look for this shit.
You're probably going to be in excruciating pain all night long, so.
Do it.
You are right enough today.
Like he's like in your face. And then
I just want to shove that porcupine up your ass so bad.
He takes it, opens it up, shoves it down, and then you just feel the sweet of this sleep is coming upon, and you're Steve T's fall asleep. Passed out. So and then the hermit stands up, says like, "So do you guys want to continue this? Or are you just gonna give me my fucking couch?"
You can have your fucking couch. All right. Holy, we have like 25 couches. Fuck right. You have your couch.
Give me my couch. Take your guy and leave.
And four.
You ever come again, I will kill you all.
We could have had a loyal friend here instead we turn this into nonsense.
Give him his couch, flat tower, and leave.
Wait until I come back with the hobos. This guy's going to hate his life.
He's all right, one sec. I got to see something.
I'm going to make a homeless encampment outside. You think you'll be able to do business? There'll be shit all over the sidewalk.
We turned it into San Francisco.
You can get nothing done, Ramiro.
You just don't learn, do you? Just don't learn.
The only reason I even made it out that door is if I had sat in the fucking game. Like fucking 90 hit points.
Clip your shit. Try to keep you alive.
All right, so... After you flat tire them, you just have like a whole bunch of like mosquitoes come and swarm you.
He's got like one of the seven plagues or whatever. Fuck.
I mean, it only does like 1 point of damage to mosquitoes, but now you're gonna have like mosquito bites all over your body.
I'm into that.
Okay, whatever. And then he just walks away, goes in, and closes his door.
We're burning his house. Not now. We're leaving.
So are we walking away? We're out. Of, are we out of view?
Yeah, you guys are out of initiative right now.
Around the corner, we got Steve. I pull the possum out of my bag. Be like, fuck that motherfucker.
I take my hat off and put it on the possum.
And as you're showing off the possum, it just magically disappears.
Fuck.
And then you just don't know where it goes. This magically
I know where it went. Up his ass.
This is bullshit. And we wanted the fucking possum.
Well, I got that possum fair and square.
And your hat's gone, too.
God, oh, no.
It's all right. I gave him the cum couch.
You gave him nothing.
You gave him the couch.
Your group gave him the couch.
We just pulled
so you gave him
couch.
Nothing. Roll a d20. We're going to see like, what type of couch came out of the bag holding.
It better not be my fucking... Better not be the love sack. It's got speakers in it. What is it?
17.
It was a love sack.
It wasn't the love sack.
It was a love sack. Love sack's gone. You don't have the love sack at all. Love sack's gone. It's gone. You don't know it yet. You won't know it until you go to look for it in the bag of holding.
You're trying to find a lighter because he can't light anything on fire.
He can't even figure out he's a lighter either. He just doesn't know anything.
He's so mad when he wakes up. He's going to be burning shit and looking for fucking couches.
You still got a hot tub.
You still got a hot tub. You still got one of those old vintage couches with the wood rails all over that I stole off of that fucking lord. The one that I held his cock off. Me and Leo were fucking robbing his house like we're the wet bandits. We're fucking in there throwing everything in a bag like the Grinch. The whole fucking house went in a bag.
Alright, so...
I think I sold the silverware at all.
Who knows?
I don't even know what's in the bag anymore.
No, you got to come up with a list.
Yeah, there's an episode.
And that's probably going to be an episode where
and
we just go over.
And the love sack's going to be on.
And that's where we kind of veto and...
Well, we're not going to veto anything.
I'm going to veto and we figure out what's actually in there.
We're going to argue with the DM about what you actually have.
I have 15 jugs. Or 15... jugs 15... 15 55-gallon drums of diesel fuel.
But he refined himself.
I have the Lord Humongous' souped up tractor.
He's probably going to take 3d100 of damage trying to refine this oil. I'll just make up something.
I'm going to cast industrial accident on you.
Alright, so you guys are I guess go to Ithaca now or
yeah,
we're going to Ithaca.
Yeah, we need to gather ourselves, rest.
All right. So,
Danica Patrick should pick us up.
Danica Patrick's not here. But
because she wrecked the goddamn wagon.
Because she fucking wagon wrecked again.
No, she's high all the time.
That's probably
all right. So, you guys walk along. There's no problems getting to this to go.
That's good. Because we're equipped to fight a fucking small child.
Yeah. You guys have healed up. Thank you. You know, it's a few days there. You guys have slept. You healed up. Everyone's at full health now. You arrive at the gates, and standing there is what looks like a steward. He's like, oh, you guys must be the chaps I'm waiting for. He's here to take you guys to the council. So they have some information to tell you. And you guys going to go with them, or? That's who you guys are pretty much here to meet, the council. Because they're the ones who would.
Sure.
All right.
I guess.
Well, we're going to end tonight's episode then. That's it for the night's episode, Tales from Soblog 18. Steve T found out when you fuck around to find out. He pretty much got beat up by an old man. Let's just put it that way.
I appreciate you guys getting a stash for me.
So
you should have a boss in the show for it.
But
yeah, he stole that from us.
We have to go back one day.
We are going back.
Okay.
Fucking murder hobos, man.
The murder hobos are going
back. After the campaign's done, like, no, there's one more episode. We wrote it for you.
That's fine.
No, we're going back.
That's fine. We can do that.
When I finally level up after fucking 2 years of playing.
It has been 2 years, but all right. We really didn't. I mean, it's probably been a year, but we haven't played much. Like, last year we didn't play much, so it could be it.
We'd bring a fucking cleric with us.
Yeah. But I hope you enjoyed the episode. If not, then I don't know what to tell you. Guess you're listening to the wrong podcast. But, all right. Till next time in about 6 weeks when we get together and play.
That went about the same as every other one. So if they're listening, they fucking know what they're getting.
No doubt about that.